your jaw?
You name it.
Okay.
Number I'm a woman.
Good.
That's the first minus. I'm a woman, so I have to work twice as hard as a man to prove that I'm worthy. And of course, you have people who try to influence. I know you. You know, can you make an exception?
They think that you'll be weak.
Yeah. Your political association, some of your political, will try to get you to influence your decision. And those who are you're not really, who they think you're not in the same political camp, will use that against you and think that you've been biased. So you have to stay firm across board. A very good friend of mine lost her uncle, who is a canon.
Sorry, lost what?
She lost her uncle. The uncle is a canon.
A canon, right.
Yeah, and in the church. I mean, that's me. She wanted me to give her this little... And I told her, no.
You can make an exception.
I cannot make an exception. I cannot make an exception. It is frustrating, but it is a job that I enjoy doing because of my medical background more, and because...
What is your political background?
My political background, I'm the social worker, social secretary of the Old People's Congress. That's my political. And my professional job is a registered nurse.
Are you a registered nurse? So before Ebola, you were working as a nurse?
I worked as a nurse in the US for almost 20 years and then came back home.
Right. Where in the US did you work?
Washington.
Okay.
Washington, D.C., Virginia, Maryland.
That's where I met my wife. So were you here when Ebola started, or did you come? Right, you were already. Were you working as a politician here as well before?
Yeah.
Like a councillor?
No. I'm executive member of the Old People's Congress.
Oh, okay. Okay, forgive me, I'm not very familiar with it. How many people do you have working for you?
Paid or unpaid?
Both.
No, actually, it includes everybody on surveillance and quarantine, everybody here.
But
it's we're talking about over almost 300 people.
You're managing 300 people, is that right? By telephone, I imagine. Maybe.
Telephone, physical.
Right. So, just tell me what your perspective now is on Ebola. Everyone's talking about the tail, the bumpy road, the long end of this epidemic. What do you think is going to... I mean, what are the crucial issues that you're facing now? I mean, burial, obviously.
Yeah, burial is the main issue, because we're talking now about something that is... the official.
Yeah.
What about the unofficial burial, the secret burial?
Right.
I think that's the part that we're dealing with right now.
So
that's what we're dealing with.
Do you get to hear about secret burials?
Yeah.
People who report?
They don't report, they just bury. Somebody dies, they bury the people.
But somebody tells you afterwards, they think.
Yeah.
And then
somebody gets sick in the community. So then we know it's confirmed.
Right.
That person was Ebola.
Do you have people you can send out to investigate?
Yeah, I have my monitors. Monitoring anybody. Yeah.
Right. How many monitors do you have?
I have seven.
Seven?
Yeah.
Right. So that's dangerous work, right?
It is very dangerous work, but those seven people are like... They are unidentified. They go low into the ground, like off the radar.
Right.
So people talk to them. They're more like spies. They just gather information. You don't even know that they're there talking to you.
Right. So you need people with special skills. Then,
yeah.
How do you recruit someone like? How do you find the right person for that?
Well, the head of Teddy Martin is pretty good. He's an ex military guy from Israel, so he actually picks his team.
But your job is to find the right people to do that.
And that's Mr. Martin.
Okay.
I don't to my job. I don't call the man Imano Pico. I mean, just quiet.
So how do you keep an eye on these fishermen then?
Oh, we already have the maritime people out there patrolling the boats after 5 o'clock. No fishing. No one is allowed to come in. That's already in effect, and so far.
Okay. How did you get involved in this? Were you working as a nurse when Ebola actually hit?
No.
You had
politics.
Right. But your expertise as a nurse must have come in useful.
Very useful, very. Because okay. I understand it. I understand what's going on. I understand the trend of the disease. You know, so that gives me an edge, me to be able to talk to people so they understand what needs to be done and what needs not to be done.
What can I ask you, before this epidemic, what did you know about Ebola? What if somebody said Ebola?
Nothing, only what I read in the textbooks.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
Absolutely nothing.
Right.
It's just something they teach you in school, but nothing. Nobody in Sierra actually can see they had encountered Ebola before. It's just what you read about or what you were taught about in school or what you see on TV or you hear about in other countries, but never in West Africa.
Right. Are you angry at all that people didn't come sooner to help Sierra Leone fight this epidemic?
People did come.
Yeah.
Some people are still here.
I know.
People are here. But regardless, I mean, no matter how many people come from wherever, We have to take responsibility for our country. We have to do it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We might need help. I mean, the resources are not there for us, but the most important resources, with the human resources, we have it. So I am not blaming anybody for this but ourselves. We could have stopped this a long time ago if we just a country full of lawlessness, carelessness, and the cultural aspect of it, the religious beliefs, all of that compounds into one big mess in extending the fight against Ebola. Mm.
Yeah.
So the extension of Ebola right now is actually our fault.
Yeah. Are there particular issues in the Western District that haven't applied? Because other areas of Sierra Leone have managed to get control.
Mm-hmm.
Is there something different about the Western District that makes the issue of controlling it?
The Western area is the capital city of Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
And for the past 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks almost, every case that we have, when you do an effective contact tracing, you find out that person came from somewhere else.
Really?
So You get links to Makini, you get links to Kono, you get links to Potloko, you get links to Kenemanbo.
General Tanuva.
Hello, yes, sir.
G.I. G.I.
No? G.I. I could have done better. I wish
no,
we could talk to
you. You know what? Do you want to continue a little bit?
Well,
just continue with the last thing you were saying, because you're saying that essentially you're saying the problem is that there's people evading quarantines from other areas or coming to the capital. Right.
Yeah, and you have to also keep in mind that this is the capital city. Everybody comes here, especially after they lifted the restriction on traveling. Everybody wants to come back down to the western area, the capital, to do business, do their little business, traveling up and down and whatnot, and so doing, the disease started resurfacing again. So with the western area, it's very, 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 very difficult. The western rural, used to be where you have all the head of the herbalist, very cultural, and I'm really impressed by the way they have settled down the rural. And the urban is really contested, really contested. And you have different people, different tribes, different ideas. It's like a melting pot. So the message that you will understand, he might not understand it because you don't have the same cultural background. So that's why it's been so difficult here.
What do you need to get it done? Do you have enough? Do you have enough people? I mean, you say you had like 200, but
oh yes, we do. We do.
I think you've got enough. I mean, you've got the Brigadier on the phone.
I know. Hello. Have to beg him today. If we do not do it, we're sending the wrong signal.
We are applying policy. I'm also applying policy. I'm not going to go against the policy. 5% 200 hours.
So now 5 o'clock.
I'm also forcing the policy. I'm forcing the policy. So now 5 o'clock. I'm forcing money. It's a policy now, don't go to 72 hours, don't break the policy. I don't say that policy, and then the time is back. So you say me.
You need zero tolerance.
But I General Taluba just called me just now, telling me waiting in Conan Ansi's talk. It's a Conan Ansi say, now they tell you, okay,